Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Guys, watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 23rd day of April 2024. And tonight our producer is none other. That young Elvis-looking fella. Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor.
There you go. You kind of look like Elvis. Can you do anything? Like maybe a... Well, let me tell you what happened one time. One time when I was a kid in high school, I was in a class and I combed my hair and a teacher saw me and she had a thick Russian accent. This is a true story. And she seen me combing my hair. And she said, "Who do you think you are, Elvis Presley?" And the only thing I could say is, "Yes, ma'am, and you ain't nothing but a hound dog."
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. And I was asked to leave. All right. But anyhow, couldn't help myself. She just... anyhow, there we go out there. And we have none other than the legendary Pastor Joe Larson.
And, well, I'm probably the only one that'll put up with your jokes and everything and work with you every night, so...
That ain't a joke, that's...
ready to work.
You're a little quiet, Pastor.
A little quiet tonight. All right, let me see what I can do. Well, let me see. I'm supposed to be right on the dial. How's that? Any better? Okay, there you go. All right, now, anyhow... Joe, that's a true story, man. Listen... That ain't no jokes.
I think we better stick to preaching and teaching.
Okay.
Keep our day job.
Speaking about that, we better get into it where we left off. Because now, you know, it's an interesting thing. We were talking about all the similarities between Daniel and Donald Trump. I mean, just an amazing amount of similarities. And so let's hope that it ends the way with Donald Trump than it did with Daniel. You know, the Bible says, "Touch not my anointing." And you can see that God's anointing is on Donald Trump. And so let's pick it up in Daniel chapter 6, starting with verse 16. And go ahead and read it all the way through to 24.
To 24, okay. "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king awoke, arose very early in the morning, and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God.
One more verse.
And the king commanded, and they brought those men which they had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, then their wives. And the lions had mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, wherever they came at the bottom of the den.
Okay. Now, it's an interesting thing, because here a large basalt statue of a lion standing over a prone man was found, Joe, on the palace grounds in Babylon in 1784, dating from the time of Darius' reign. However, now the lion seemed not to be attacking the man, but protecting him. It's been suggested by some that archaeologists that the statue was commissioned by Darius to commemorate Daniel's deliverance in the lion's den. Now, there was an inscription on the statue, but it had been hacked off. Apparently, somebody did not agree with what it said.
Interesting, yeah. They didn't destroy the statue, but they took away the inscription, so the real meaning was lost forever.
Yep. So then, I'll pick it up at 25. Then King
Did
Darius...
Did it look like the man was sleeping out of curiosity, the statue? Did it say anything look like the man?
No, it just said a man was lying prone and the lion standing over him.
Oh, okay.
And it said it not in a way that of harm, but like he was protecting him. And so, here, now remember, you know, he was in the, who was in the lion's den with him? Well, the Lord said the angels, but the Lord Jesus
Notice
was there.
His angel. Again, that's the key word, not an angel, but his angel. And his angel is the angel of the Lord, or the pre-incarnate Christ.
Right. And now, what is the pre-incarnate Christ called? The Lion of Judah.
The Lion of Judah.
Right. And so where did Daniel come from? Judah, right?
Judah.
Okay, so.
Right?
Yeah. I know these things, Joe. You know, so, anyhow, so here, then King Darius wrote unto all the people and nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, and peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of the kingdom of men, tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heavens and earth, who had delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So thus Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. It was an interesting thing today. You know, yesterday you did the imprecatory prayers. And I got comment from a number of people today saying, you know, that those how wonderful they think it is that we're doing those imprecatory prayers, because most people today just don't have the courage to do it. And, you know, there's been such a dearth. They just don't have the courage out there. And so I was, you know, reminded that people said they'd really appreciate us having the courage to do those imprecatory prayers.
Right, but we make sure, like the Lord, that the Lord wants all to be saved and to go to the lake of fire. So, you know, we're hoping, first of all, they repent and turn from their wicked ways, right?
Yeah, because, you know, we understand just how evil, how horrible that lake of fire is. I say the most of them really are clueless. They really can't conceive about eternity. Most of them,
can't. Either good or bad. And yep. The idea of eternal torment, I don't think they want to let their mind go there.
I'm going to do a little commentary now. I shook my head as I listened to such foolish legislators as Congress debated the funding bill. One after the other, blurted out such nonsense as the U.S. must be willing to defend Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel. The reality is that the U.S. military has been so weakened, so diminished by the Democratic Communist Collective, Joe Biden, and those others. And this is the opinion of a number of our top military men in this country, that we would be barely able to defend ourselves against Russia alone, much less the others, and much less to be able to defend Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel. Now, it's an interesting thing because Ted Cruz tonight was referring to how he came out and was talking about how they took a vote in Congress about funding for military funding for Israel about 6 weeks ago. And every single Democrat voted against giving aid to Israel.
That's right. Well, that's why they had to have this big omnibus bill again, because to get anything passed, they had to shove it all together. That way all the Democrats that want to send money to Ukraine had to vote for it. All the people that wanted money to go to Israel but not to Ukraine had to vote for it. And it was kind of one of those, like they do with the budget, they throw it all in one big mass, so we either get something done or nothing done. And everybody was panicked that if they didn't get aid to Ukraine, Ukraine was going to fall. So there's the pressure, and that's how business is done in Washington. They wait till the edge of disaster, and then they have to do something, so they make everybody mad, right?
Well, you know, there's a good article out there today, Clip, on one of the top universities. I can't remember which one it was there, but they did some research in finding out exactly what effect the will of the people, the wishes of the people, has on Congress, and virtually has no effect. In other words, on legislation that the people are for or against has no effect on Congress. It's what Congress decides. This is an amazing thing.
It seemed that way to us over the past, 10, 15 years that I can recall. It seems like it's more Wall Street wanted, or the big...
Exactly what the elite, what the billionaires want, the billionaires get.
The hedge fund managers, the military-industrial complex.
Right. I've got some more commentary here. So the Democrats are totally lawless. The judicial whores and unclean daughter, and this guy, this Mershon, they're the real criminals. They're the real criminals in this kangaroo court. Here, I've been listening to Turley, listening to Levine, listening to Horowitz. All these so-called legal scholars are saying that they're prosecuting Trump for crimes that are not illegal, that they're not crimes because they're not illegal. So they're going after him to prosecute him for doing things that are legal. And so he goes on to say, again, what we have today, what this is, they call lawfare, is nothing but judicial whoredom. The Bible speaks of that. And so now the entire federal government is declared war against Jesus Christ and his church. Remember what we said yesterday when we had that the sheriff speaking at those people. 9 out of 10 of the people there their worst fears wasn't the border people. They weren't Al-Qaeda. They weren't, this Hamas or Antifa. 9 out of 10 of them said their worst fears was to have the FBI breaking into their house in the middle of the night, kicking in doors, pointing guns in the faces of five-year-olds. That's what we've come to today. So I've said many times in the past, and say again now, the only justice that the Christian patriot Americans will receive is the justice that they provide for themselves. We cannot depend upon the Republican Party, the corrupt judicial system, the state or local governments, unless we can put in place a well-regulated and armed and standing militia, that we will find illegal aliens, squatters, living in our homes, like in New York right now. And the corrupt courts are on their side. People come home and they find illegals in their homes. They call the police arrest the homeowner. We will find undercover FBI Gestapo sitting in the pews of our churches, documenting anything that they could be construed as anti-government speech. Homeschooling parents will have their doors kicked in the middle of the night, along with Christian school parents. Not by one or two. They'll come in 20, 30 cowardly cops. Cowardly. They should be so ashamed of themselves.
Well, look, when they came after Giuliani and all the government officials that were with Trump, I mean, they came in riot gear, at least 10, 12 of them in full combat gear, automatic rifles. And it's the same thing they did to our brother, the unregistered preacher at the Creation Science Museum. I know who he is.
Yeah.
That's how they arrested a pastor and his elderly sick wife, was the SWAT team. Yeah.
Yep. And, that's how they did it to a couple of the people that attended our church. They did that to them. One fellow, they broke into their house, pulled his wife out of bed, and she was in her just panties and bras and tied her in a chair. She had to sit there that way. She eventually had a nervous breakdown. So public school parents will be silenced at school board meetings. Parents will have no say in what is being taught to their children. Children will be taught to report to Gestapo any and all anti-government conversations by their parents. They're working on this now. This is the Joe Obama, the commander and pedophile in chief, is working on this right exactly now. Okay, pro-lifers will find themselves like the J6 Patriots locked up in the gulags without even a trial. You know, the J6 has been there 3 years. Many of them haven't even had a trial hearing.
Yep.
Christians will be denied government jobs. Then corporate America will relegate Christians to low-paying jobs that no one wants. Only government apostate churches will be allowed to stay open. The World and National Council of Churches, for example, those that are apostate. Like in China, you know, the state church, they're allowed to operate, but they have it right there.
Church, yeah.
In the church, they tell you that the government is higher authority than God. One-child families will be likely, and then only those that are government-approved. Virtually, to have a child, you have to get a license. This is what the Democrat Communist Party wants. The elderly will be aged out of life when they require constant care. Remember what
solicitors that take from the economy.
Remember what Obama, the Secretary of Health, said: by 74, you're no more. Yes, right. Useless eaters will not be tolerated. Conservative media people like us will be arrested and charged with anti-government activity, like Judge Marcus wanted to do to me. Now, again, you know that they would have done to me what they did to Richard Lewis, and I think I've told this story many times, but people need to hear it. They were going to come and get me in the middle of the night and arrest me for what we're doing right now, Joe, for what I'm doing right now. But I got tipped off, and I didn't wait for them to come. I took a dozen men, and I went down to Marcus's courtroom confronted him. And so, now, there's still time for us to, and not much time at all, to take our country back from this Antichrist, Deathocratic Communist. But what will it take? Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is where we start. And then it's going to take courage. Courage. The church must wake up and step up. The pastors must find the courage to obey God and not corrupt the New World Order. Antichrist collective.
Well, I was thinking the name was Dr. Ken Hovind.
Yeah, it was.
He had the courage, but not enough people were protesting, were able to help him. Not enough people got involved.
Well, we did. We put him on the radio. I put him on the radio.
We did what we could, but all over, I mean, there just wasn't too many people just let it go, didn't get mad and do something. We have to have the people being willing to rise up against the government and say, no, we're not going to tolerate this kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, and there's people now that are actually coming together and doing these things. And you know, do you know what they call a brick, what the bricks are?
There's two different kinds of brick. Yeah, I've heard that. Not the one you're thinking of, though.
I'm not talking about the ones the Democrats throw at old people out there in the streets.
No, brick was over in Europe. There was something, yeah.
Well, there's another thing they call the bricks, and that is that these are like kind of small groups of rapid deployment, patriots.
Groups of patriots.
And anywhere from 5 to 7 in a small group that could be called up very, very quickly, a rapid deployment. In other words, we had a fellow that gave the testimony yesterday in the church about how his daughter called and crying. She was being terrorized by a bunch of dirty cops. And bricks, what they do is you get, these are folks that have, you know, like I contact you, you call somebody else, call them, and
I call down.
Yeah, we say, okay, here's where we're going to meet right now. We're going to meet there in 25 minutes. Let's be there. And we show up, and we show up armed. But now, you know, there's 7 here, and then there's 7 over here. Then you know, they do another group of 7, another group of 7. So instead of 7 guys showing up, 21 guys show up armed, okay?
Yeah.
And because we're going to have to do this because our federal government has declared war on us. The federal government has declared war on us, and we are responsible. Now, people don't understand. They've been so indoctrinated. Not only, Joe, do we have absolutely no obligation to recognize the legitimacy of the DOJ or the FBI or the CIA or any of this. Not only do we not have any obligation to recognize any legitimacy, it would be a sin for us to do that. And yet people don't realize that you know, again, today the most conservative pastors out there still, for the most part, lack backbone. Not a lot of backbone. And, you know, God's Word, the Bible, does a stutter. It tells you exactly what it says. And you know what, when I'm telling you how often have we read and we preached about that, you know, when the fact is, if you go over, Joe, over to Proverbs, and in Proverbs 24, you read this. Let me just take you there, because, see, it's spelt right out. It's literally spelled out for you. Here's what it says. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious of the wicked. For there shall be no reward to the evil man, and the candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the King. And of course, there's only one King, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yep. And meddle not with them that are given to change, and that's change away from the Word of God to being woke, right?
Right. First and foremost, it's away from God.
For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that say to the wicked, thou art righteous, and that's by legitimizing or by voting for a wicked man.
Yeah.
Okay. Him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. In other words, someone that does that, the nations, the people should curse someone who would vote for a person like Joe Biden.
Right, or the idea of implied consent. If you don't say this person's wicked, evil, and doing wrong, your silence is your implied consent that it's okay.
Yep. But to them that rebuke them
in this country, there's too much implied consent. We've been quiet, and that means that we accept and we're okay with what's happening.
But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon him. Every man shall kiss the lips that give the right answer. And then again, he tells you also in Proverbs 17:15, he that justifieth the wicked, he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. We'll be back right after this.
Read his words, heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear, shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Amen, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of people that are in for an extremely rude awakening. They when we hear these people like Klaus Schwab and others say, where is this Jesus we've been waiting for? When we hear Ron Reagan Jr. mocking God, oh, I'm going to tell you, there's some comeuppance coming. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some people out there going to are in for an extremely, extremely rude awakening. Anyhow, Joe, did you know that a Biden plant, one of Obama Biden's plants, sitting on the prosecutorial team of Alvin Bragg, has come under the microscope here of congressional lawmakers? That's right, Matthew Colangelo, formerly worked for the Biden regime in a senior position within the Department of Justice. Colangelo is widely reported to have been Biden's number three man with the DOJ. This is the very same Matthew Colangelo who recently gave the opening statement in Bragg's sham hush money case. You know, again, these are total shams. The criminals there are Bragg. Bragg is the real criminal. Bragg is corrupt to the bone, corrupt to the very bone, and this Colangelo in this case. And here, many are now asking why a senior Department of Justice official would give up his lavish federal position to serve on Bragg's JV team. You don't suppose he's getting paid very well to do that, do you, Joe?
Well, if you look at it, it looks like he's taking a big demotion in prestige, rank, and pay, but I'll bet some other way he's getting rewarded very handsomely.
Right.
Or will be after this is over. But speaking of Bragg, another big university law professor, his name's Boston University professor Jed Handelsman Sugarman, has come out and said that, this is an election, it's really bad. I'm trying to get my words together here. He's looking at this thing, and he said there's all kinds of problems. Bragg's interference theory is weak, and he's prosecuting the wrong thing. And he's coming out and saying that this case is an embarrassment of prosecutorial ethics, apparent selective prosecution, and he said if Monday's opening is a preview of all these exaggerated allegations, imprecise legal theories, and persistent unaddressed problems, the prosecutors might not even win a conviction, let alone be overruled on an appeal. So we've got another big professor coming out and saying it's all, wrong. And at the same time, Bragg came out today. One of the prosecutors under him, Joshua Steinglass, said there's another crime, Trump. They're going to go after one more count. That's conspiracy to promote or prevent an election. I don't know how they're going to prove that one, but there's a big article there out of Fox News about this new charge they're going to try and levy. And again, they're shooting that down, but they're throwing everything on the wall. They're trying to see if something will stick.
Well, there's all kinds of more information coming out now about the all the chatter about the FBI and the CIA gearing up again to try to take Trump down. And so,
in the meantime, FBI Director Chris Wray is out there again just, waving his arms, screaming, the blinking lights, the flashing from China, the border terrain threats. Finally, he got down to, he's saying, well, the FBI's 2024 budget was about $500 million below what the Bureau needs to sustain its 2023 efforts. And the budget shortfall could not come at a worse time given the heightened threat environment. As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I would be hard-pressed to think of a time when so many threats to public safety, national security, were so elevated at once. But that's the case as I sit here today. So he's screaming now, waving arms all over about the threat. But it kind of came back to I need more money. Isn't that what everybody, you know what they said about the border? Mayorkas, we need more money for the border. Biden, we can't fix it without more money for the border. And what did they do with the money? They gave it to Ukraine and everybody else, right? And $9 billion for the Hamas to feed the Palestinian people, which will never happen.
Well, if they would quit giving money to all those organizations that are paying the drug traffickers and the human trafficking cartels, you know, they're being paid very well by these NGOs, and which are getting taxpayers' money, and government funds go directly through them. So, yeah.
Remember, Biden, just the other night we talked about he's sponsoring all those new green workers out there. There's about what he's spending billions of dollars to pay for all these young people to become green warriors, green activists, and that money. And then there's this. He came out and he is funding, where is it? I've got right here. He's giving money to India. Here it is. American tax dollars to train hundreds of trans activists overseas, claiming it will benefit the United States. And he's going to train hundreds of LGBTQI community leaders, with preference given to trans intersex community leaders. And a lot of the money is going to people in India, of all places. And here you go again, spending. Department is offering all kinds of different grants of between $120,000 and $150,000 to different third parties all over to start dozens and dozens of these different programs. Each one, it didn't say how many total, but looks like there's a couple dozen programs all getting $120,000 to $150,000. So we're spending money to produce green eco-warriors, trans LGBTQI leaders across the world, but we can't afford the border and the FBI. So, you know, they're all saying the same thing, aren't they?
Did you see that North Penn School District there, North Pennsylvania, where you had one of those trans things, a male trans thing, beat a little girl? He beat her bloody right there in the school cafeteria in front of everybody. And when the students ran and they were telling the teachers, they were having a hard time getting any of the teachers to respond.
Right, they didn't want to interfere because if you mess with a trans, you can be sued, they can go after you, and yeah, so.
Yeah, and, well, I'm going to tell you, some of the parents were pretty outraged. It's about time they get outraged. Okay.
Well, there's been quite a few cases of trans people of different, you know, one way or the other, I can't remember, but committing severe acts of violence, beatings, rapes, you know. There seem to be a lot of very mentally disturbed and violent trans people out there. I think I've probably seen the last week or two about a dozen stories of it. Something's not right, right?
Well, yeah, something's very, very wrong when people, when you have men that think they're women and women that think they're men, there's something very wrong. The whole country's had a nervous breakdown. But anyhow, this is an article by Emmett Berry from the Worthy News. And according to a new lawsuit, the Securities and Exchange Commission is unlawfully gathering data on every citizen who invests in the stock market. The new Civil Liberties Alliance filed a lawsuit against the SEC on Tuesday alleging that agency is amassing great quantities of personally identifiable information through the Consolidated Audit Trail, or the CAT program. There you go. More spying on us. And so, I mean, it's just...
doesn't end, does it?
No, but these are the days that we're living in. And so, at least it's not boring time. We have something, a lot to do, don't we?
Yeah, well, sure do. Like, one of the things, you know, I occasionally like to go back and look at history. You remember we're old Dwight David Eisenhower?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was the 5 years president of Columbia University. And what's interesting, he predicted way back when he was president that he warned the world that they would forget all of the horrors against the Jews. And I talked about it a little bit the other night on the radio when you were sick, but it's interesting, he described what he saw that made him sick, the images and things. So he ordered the German people to come and look. He ordered journalists to come take pictures, you know, and look at these camps. And he said he knew that these atrocities defied belief and needed proof. And he said basically that the world was going to try and forget, and one of these days they were going to just ignore that this ever happened. So he foresaw the day when the horrors of the Holocaust would be denied, and that day is here. We saw the protesters carrying signs out there about Israel, you know, from the river to the sea by any means necessary. We saw these college students at MIT, Columbia, New York University, they're still out there protesting, calling what? For the destruction of the nation of Israel. And we were warned that, you know, by any means necessary, I keep those words, any means necessary, that's calling for another Holocaust to happen. And we were warned, like so many things we talk about, we warn people. The enemy always warns. The world gets a lot of warnings, but what just gets me is the world never pays attention to the warnings, it seems like.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because the sheriff, Hildebrand, yesterday, he was talking about that when they had the sheriff's convention, their conference, they had, I guess, a military officer from Israel. And they had compiled, I know I mentioned this yesterday, all of what Hamas filmed everything.
Yeah.
And not only that, but they would get a phone, and they would go through the numbers, and they would send pictures of what they were doing to the relatives. And anyhow, so Israel did, and they compiled this and made a one big long film and showed all the sheriffs that this is what Hamas is. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, they said it's just unbelievable how horrible, how evil, how wicked those people were, okay?
They should have made all these college students sit and watch.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting thing, too, about this. You know, that psychologist, that Fox News, Waters, had this woman on tonight. I think they call her Coley. And, anyhow, she's a psychologist, and he was asking her why, you know, 80% of these people, these pro-Hamas, are women. They're saying, oh, if you look at it out there, 8 out of 10 of them in these crowds are women that are storming. And he was asking
and
her.
So many of them are LGBTQ. Yeah, they're lesbians,
yeah,
and stuff, and yet we know that in the Islamic revolution there, the sodomites and lesbianism, none of those things are acceptable. They're all killed or imprisoned or whatever, beaten to death.
Well, he was asking them why. He was asking us, why is that? What is going on here? And her response was that these young girls are the easiest ones swayed when it comes, again, like going back to the Bible, discernment.
Right.
They said when it comes to discernment, these girls are, well, they said that what happens is they're more apt to follow someone that they see as an authority figure, and their university professors are telling them that this is what you need to do, and they're giving them credits, giving them extra credit for going out and doing these things.
They're the authority figures that they listen to because they're in class every day. Their grades depend on their teachers, and they're paying a lot of money to get there. Somebody's paying a lot of money to get that degree, so they pay attention to the teachers, right?
Right. So they're very easily swayed, and you know it goes right back to to what the Bible tells you over in Proverbs chapter 2 about the simple-minded. You know, it's an amazing thing how clearly that identifies those girls. I mean, you look at that, and it couldn't be any clearer than it is.
Well, I've got something to back it up here. The groups, we talked a little bit about outside groups, and we now know that there's a coalition of 116 groups under the umbrella of the organization Columbia University Apartheid Divest. It's the name of the group, but underneath there's 160 subgroups, and they're getting money. Of course, one of the biggest is George Soros, the George Soros Fund. But one of the other key players is the Coalition of Students for the Justice in Palestine. And they're out there raising huge amounts of money, and they get their funding from American Muslims for Palestine. So look at this way. The Students for Justice, our American group, get their funding from American Muslims, the AMP, for Palestine, and the Anti-Defamation League. This is according to the Anti-Defamation League. And the AMP has extreme anti-Israel views. Then there's the Westchester People's Action Coalition, which supports boycotts and divestment and sanctions against Israel. It supports the New Green Deal and other left-wing things. And it's handing over, has assets of over $1 million. Then there's the Jewish Voice for Peace, which gets millions from George Soros and other donors.
Those are communists. They're nothing but communists to the bone.
Exactly, but look at the names. Jewish Voice for Peace.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not what it says they are. So this is it. There's 116 groups, and some of these groups have big, big bucks. They're donating millions of dollars to these students and organizations that get out there, take the pictures, promote. They pay for these facilitators to lead all these demonstrations, to get out there and get the bullhorn. So these demonstrations are bought and paid for, folks. And most of them are from organizations that you want nothing to do with and would not support if your life depended on it.
About 2 years ago, Joe, right here in where I live out there in Geauga County, in Chesterland, you had the Byrne Luton murder. The Byrne Luton murder announced that they were going to come out and demonstrate. Well, guess what? The Tea Party came out, and the Tea Party had about four times the numbers. But now the Tea Party had a number of pastors in there and community leaders. Now listen to this. I would say there was approximately maybe 20 of what was called Black Lives Matter. I call them Byrne Luton murder.
Right.
Okay, so the so-called Black Lives Matter, there was one black kid. All the rest were white, rich
liberal.
White girls, liberal girls, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so there you go.
It goes on that way. But the other thing I found interesting, we got time, you know, Chris Ray's out there warning, and I was looking at the headlines real quick from the London Daily Mail. Russian cyber attackers hack Texas Panhandle drinking water, flood town.
I heard about that.
Ever raid by a Kremlin-aligned group. Little town called Mule Shoe, Texas, about 5,000 people, not far from the New Mexico border. Their water tower overflowing, thousands of gallons of water for about an hour, leading to a state of emergency in the small town. And the hacking group is called, it's identified with the Russian government as the Cyber Army of Russian Reborn, but they've changed their names to CARR, C-A-R-R, or CARR. However you want to say, CARR, and they posted the video of the water system controls being manipulated, and they actually showed on a video on Telegram how they reset the controls, and then it said they've been doing attacks on Ukraine, on Ukrainian organizations, other U.S. and found, oh, there were two other towns. Abernathy, Hale Center, and Lochney had been affected with their well system, and but they caught it earlier and stopped it from doing any damage. So there were four towns. One of them actually had a disaster by a Russian hackers. So now the Russians are getting brave. This group, you know, Russians, of course, the government said, well, then, but supposedly they worked just a short distance from the Kremlin. Our people said there's a building they work out of. It's near the Kremlin. So, you know, for what it's worth, right there in Moscow. Then you have North Korea firing rockets. They fired a bunch of rockets today, threatening nuclear war with South Korea, and they were threatening Japan. And, just all of a sudden everybody's getting brave all over the world, and also found out that we've had the proxies over in the Middle East are attacking our U.S. troops again. They attacked Iraq installations in Iraq Saturday. They attacked American outfits out there in Syria Sunday. And we now have up a total of 172 attacks on American installations in Iraq and Syria. But I guess there were quite a few over the weekend. So now all these Iranian proxies they're not attacking Israel, but now they're attacking our people. And while that happened, guess what? Hezbollah, not Hamas, started firing a lot of rockets into Israel from the north. So things are picking up all over because of appeaser Biden. Nobody seems to be afraid to take any action, except Iran kind of realized you don't attack Israel proper, you might get hurt that way. That's the only good news in the whole thing.
Well, again, in my lifetime, America has never been as weak as she is right now. Even under Obama, even under Jimmy Carter, here again, Obama's still running things, and of course we know that Biden's the puppet. To hear, when he come out, remember, he just said yesterday or this weekend that he's known AOC for a long time, and I listen to her and I do what she says. And what does she say? Eliminate Israel.
Yeah, he's talking out of both. I call it both ways, Biden. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. And I imagine some people maybe ought to wonder what he really means, right?
I hear you. We're coming
if
up
we
to
were to say Jesus loves you and then turn around and say, but Jesus really hates you. Jesus loves you, but Jesus hates you. People quit listening to us real quick.
Well, you had that Catholic bishop come out and say that the reason that Joe Biden is doing what he's doing, he doesn't understand what being a Catholic is. And he says that Biden is responding because he's stupid. This is what the Catholic bishop said.
Yeah.
He's not a Catholic. He's stupid.
He said we should forgive him for his stupidity.
Well,
how about he's evil and we should tell him he needs to repent of what he's doing because he's lying? I mean, ever since he got in office, Biden has been a crook. He's been dishonest. He's lied to the people, told stories. I've been on wrong side. I mean, he was with all of the southern politicians that were, against the blacks and were party to the KKK, Byrd, Senator Byrd, KKK, Byrd.
The Biden crime family they have gained wealth at an alarming rate faster than anybody else. So
Pelosi's right there, but
we're going to be
brilliant investor. Yes.
And we know how she does it too. All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back, I'm going to read an open letter by Steve Krause, who I'll tell you all about when we come back right after this, because we got a countdown. 3, 2, 1. Okay, 1. There you go. We got it. Be right.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian Resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.